Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a Strength Academy minisode. And by minisode, I mean this is probably going to take like 5 minutes. And what these minisodes are basically Grayson and I write articles and we post them to the blog. And this is a chance to get them into audio format. So if you haven't gone to the website and checked out the blog, this is one of them. And we're going to try to translate them into little mini podcast episodes. And so here it goes. This one is one of my articles. It's called How Bad Do You Want It Really? I was asked a question by an athlete recently. The question was, what do you do when no matter how bad you want it, it doesn't happen? I watched the athlete step up to the barbell, set up their starting position, and go for the lift. There are times when no matter how much you psych yourself up, no matter how many people are cheering for you, no matter how many scoops of pre-workout you took, your ability to make it happen isn't there. Sometimes, that's just how it goes. A little later, though, I thought more about what it means to really want it. I came to this conclusion. You don't show how bad you want it when you step up to the barbell. It starts well before that. Sure, sometimes you can pull off a lift on sheer will, but is that something you want to rely on when it really counts, like in competition? Beyond those rare moments, it starts in how many times you show up to the gym when you don't feel like it. It's in how much you push yourself in your training session and not checking your phone every 5 minutes. It's in how well you eat, sleep, and commit to self-care. It's in how much you're willing to give up in exchange for an ounce of performance. When someone says they're committed and will work harder than anyone else, I don't care what they say. I pay attention to what they do. In the age of social media, I can tell if an athlete really means what they say. If they're out on Saturday night, cracking a cold one with the boys, I know they don't want it bad enough. When they spend the week eating junk food, barely making it to sessions, and skipping out on accessory work, I know they don't want it bad enough. Words are wind, and I'm from the show me state. Not really, but metaphorically, if you know what I mean. Athletes who don't do the seemingly small things don't want it bad enough. It's a way to make an excuse later on, to avoid personal responsibility. Oh well, I gave it my best shot. That's all that matters. Next time. Did you really give it your best shot, though? An athlete has to be selfish, yes, and they're rarely satisfied with their performance. And a single-minded focus with a relentless pursuit of their objective is necessary to achieve something beyond mediocre. Mediocre effort will get you mediocre results. An athlete has to set aside life balance to achieve great results, and that applies to anything else in life that requires a lot of time and effort to achieve. Look at any historical figure or athlete that accomplished something great, and I'll show you a person who shunned balance. When their teammates were out stunting and flossing at the club, they stayed behind and kept practicing. They didn't tell themselves they did their best, they gave their best, in and out of competition. Telling yourself you did your best with a mediocre effort is the equivalent of giving yourself a participation trophy. I've given myself that trophy, telling myself it didn't go as planned, but I tried my best. Did I though? When you step up to the barbell, whether it's in training or on the competition platform, that's the wrong time to ask yourself how bad you want it. The time to ask yourself is when you need the self-discipline to avoid junk food and not have to nearly kill yourself to make weight. When you get an invite to drink yourself into a hangover. At the start of a training session. When you need to go to bed early. When you don't feel like doing it. Those are the moments when saying you're committed and showing you're committed are separated. If you do as much as possible to set yourself up for success, you can be proud of your effort, no matter the result, because you can say with integrity that you really did give it your all. Ask yourself what kind of effort you have really given, leaving no room for excuses. How bad do you want it? Really? And that concludes the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Told you it'd be short. If you have the time, we would really appreciate if you could leave us a review on iTunes or subscribe. We're going to be on Stitcher soon as well. If you have any questions or any feedback for us, you can DM us on Instagram, Albuquerque Strength Academy. Or you can go to the website, albuquerquestrengthacademy.com, and there's contact info for us there as well. And as always, you are welcome to drop into the gym. Come check us out, and we'll get you lifting heavy and throwing some weight around. Until next time, happy lifting, y'all.